Hey, a good Nerev Shabbos, my friends. Today is day 16, which is entitled Holy Grapes. I named the chapter Holy Grapes after a story. Years ago, I was sitting with my friend Ari Salamant in his backyard. He had this sweet little vineyard, and I was about to snatch a little grape, pop it into my mouth. And my friend Ari said, "Wait, Mark, you can't do that. This is Israel. The land is holy, and therefore you have to take some of these grapes and give them to the Kohen, to the Levi, to the poor. You have this whole system of laws, Truma and Maser and Orla. We're not going to get into all the details. These are mitzvot tatzluyot pa'aretz. These are special mitzvot that are attached and connected to the land of Israel because the land of Israel has holiness and has sanctity. And, you know, you can't really walk four paces in Israel. The Talmud says that avirat ha'aretz machkim, that the atmosphere, the spiritual vibes in Israel are just spiritually conducive. You know, you go to Israel, you come back, you feel like, oh, you got a big high, you know, spiritual high. What about those of us that are in the diaspora that don't have that spiritual vibe walking down, I don't know, sitting on 86th Street right now in my car so it doesn't get towed or get a ticket, you know, not so spiritually conducive here all the time. But I quoted something in the chapter, Rabbi Shalom Rosner, who talks about the Bikurim. That's in this week's Parsha. The Jewish farmer brings his first fruit. And there's this whole declaration, a whole ceremony he has to bring into Jerusalem because, as Rabbi Rosner teaches very, very beautifully, even a little fruit growing on a tree is worthy of celebration and thanksgiving to God. The mitzvah of Bikurim teaches us that even the little things in life are important. And of course, Bikurim also really only applies the mitzvah of the first fruits in Israel, but that lesson applies everywhere in the world, that every little thing needs to be celebrated. And if something is happening to us in our lives and we're able to enjoy something from the physical world, we have to celebrate it spiritually. And that applies in New York or Jerusalem. And that's why the Talmud says, it's not in the chapter, but I'm sharing another source here, Brachos 35a in the Talmud, Asur lo la'adam shinana min ha'olam hazeh b'li bracha. It's forbidden for a person to enjoy anything from the physical world without reciting a blessing, v'chol anena me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. And anyone who has hana, has physical pleasure from something in this world without making a blessing, it's ma'al. Ma'al is a kind of like taking something that was dedicated to the temple. Like if somebody dedicated something to the temple, let's say an animal to be sacrificed, and you took that animal for mundane purposes, you just sold it and used its money, that would be ma'al. It's a serious offense. But how is just enjoying something from the physical world without making a bracha, me'ila, as though you've stolen from the temple? Because you got to ask yourself, why is it that we have been created the way we were created? God could have created us in any old way. He didn't need to create us in such a way that the only way we could survive is if we had fruit and vegetables and food. Okay, he could have created us self-sustaining. He creates us with the need for food so we would relate to Hashem. So we would use that food as a way of bringing God into an otherwise hidden world where Hashem is not so clear in the world. Our job as Jews is to bring God out into the world. The Hebrew for the world is olam, which is from the word he'olam, hidden. Hashem is hidden and our job is to reveal him. One way of doing that is when you're about to pop a fruit into your mouth or eat something or just go smell a rose, just enjoy something from the physical world. You make a blessing. That blessing is really acknowledging God as the source of that physical thing. We're not blessing God. God doesn't need our blessing. God, we're saying bracha is from the Hebrew word berecha, which means a well or a source of something. And it's really a spring, not a well. It's the source of a blessing. You're saying, Hashem, you are the source of this apple, of this beautiful view. You know, there are blessings that you make if you see a great mountain. And by the way, I wanted to dedicate, and I'll still do this, dedicate this Torah to the people of Nepal who've been hammered with this terrible tsunami. And our tefillos and our brachos and this Torah is dedicated to their zechut, to their merit. But to continue this idea, very, very important that nothing that happens in the physical world should just be whatever, just let it go. And that applies whether you're in Israel and that applies whether you're in the United States or anywhere else in the world, because there's something about the physical world. And I wanted to just share one last more Hasidic idea from the Baal Shem Tov. It gets a little more spiritual. He says, the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of the Hasidic movement, wrote that it's a great principle that when a person wears or eats or makes use of any object, which is applies to, let's say, you know, popping a grape into your mouth, that he derives benefit from the vital force within it. For without that spiritual component, the object could not exist. Just remember that anything physical in the world that you were enjoying has a spiritual component and has a spark of a Hashem, if you will. Not God himself, but an aspect of divinity in the world. Because remember, all there was before physicality and finitude was the infinite or Ein Sof, the light of the endless light of God's presence. So within everything that's physical, our job is to reveal Hashem's light within it. When you make a bracha, you're able to do that. And this is a very important idea. I know I'm past the 5 minutes, but you got to hear this. It was a Harvard and Minnesota researchers actually got together, ran a whole bunch of experiments on when people perform a little ritual before they eat. Participants who did a little ritual, they didn't say a blessing. I'm applying this to brachos. But when they performed a brief ritual before they ate a chocolate bar, they rated the chocolate bar as much more flavorful. They savored it longer and they were willing to pay more for it than those who ate it immediately. Because whenever you do something to put whatever you're doing in context, especially spiritual context, you're going to enjoy that physical thing that much more. And we're going to be fulfilling our purpose in this world, which is to reveal God in a world where he is hidden. Have a holy Shabbos, my friends.